Reish Mem Chesifat. This sim is discussing the halacha of going into boots prior to Shabbos. The Gemara says, if a person not going to the mitzvah, he shouldn't start a trip within 3 days of Shabbos. The Rishonim have various explanations that should bring them. But the Gemara says that maybe the Jews can have to do malachas, even though if he will do it, it will be pikuach nefesh, will be permitted, but he wants to, should not put himself into a position that it will come to pikuach nefesh. Ramban says the second reason, that we don't want the goy to have to do malachas for the Jew. It's also a form of amir lakum that you put yourself in a situation that you know the goy is going to have to do malachas for you. And the Rats is the third explanation, because of isur tchumim. They can go out of the tchum. So each one of these has different nafkaminas, when it applies and doesn't apply. The Rif says the fourth reason that maybe it is because Bittul Oynim Shabbos, a person's going on a trip in the ocean, is a little seasick the first time. And therefore, one should not go within 3 days. The point of this time is only when you're going on an ocean with waves, and going to a great lake or whatever, it doesn't have that problem, then we permit it. And the Shpesach brings another reason, is because it looks like you're putting yourself in a position of floating out of the water on Shabbos, which if you do it on Shabbos itself, it's also, if you do it close to Shabbos, it looks that you set yourself up to fall on Shabbos. So, says the Machab, number one is all these chumas that we mentioned before, are chumas, and therefore, for someone going to Bar Mitzvah, then is permitted to leave even Erev Shabbos. We'll see later in the Siman what's considered Dvar Mitzvah. And you also have to make up with the captain that you should not do Malachas on Shabbos. Once you made up and you express your position that you do not want him to do Malachas on Shabbos, and if he's doing it, he's not doing it for you because of you, he's doing it because of his needs. I will bow shus. Once you not go in ocean liner within 3 days of Shabbos, says the Rambo. If you got into the boat within more than 3 days before Shabbos, you let it go, even though animals are dragging this boat, which is a kiddush because the Kohen is being mishtamish with his Baal Chai, which you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to use a Baal Chai and Shabbos. Let's not get to the problem of Tvachim. If he's above 10 Tvachim, then there's no problem of Tvachim. But here, even if the water is shallow, it's less than 10 Tvachim deep. Also, there's even a problem of Tvachim, since he got on the boat in advance, it's permitted. Rafilu ben Mokim Shistok and Yisrael, Lasser, Sachakim, Melacha, the Shabbos, Hoylech HaSvim. Even in the case where the Jew himself will have to do Melacha, it's permitted. Because since it's a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, permitted for him to do it. Just like a feel, he should not put himself into such a position. That's why if he's not going to permit, so he has to go into the boat more than 3 days before Shabbos. Continues the Mechava, the Rimu Derech Muad, coming to Tzol Tzidoy. It's a short trip between the two towns. So why it's only one day trip, and it's Mutal Avim Erev Shabbos, but Boike, one can go on that trip Friday morning, and Sheev Shashigia, Shom Koydim HaShabbos. Because it's possible to make it there before Shabbos. Even if right now you don't have strong enough winds to make it, since it's possible that will happen, it's good enough to be making on this thing. Mokim Shandogim Shol Havim Erev Shabbos, Kalal, Afil Adav Mut, Ein Maflikim. If it's a minig in the town, not to go on to boat for larger trips and have Shabbos under all conditions, even if you can get to this destination before Shabbos, one should not go against that minhag and should not go on to the boat and have Shabbos.